recession that we're likely to be either experiencing right now or likely to experience during the course of 2008 is something that's going to accelerate this adjustment process that we started to see related to the decline in the value of the dollar. And all this paper does is basically look at the likely effects of that adjustment process on the economies of our trading partners in the Western Hemisphere. We look at Latin America, but also include Canada as well. And as I said, this is this twin adjustment process, and we're going to be focusing on not the decline in the value of the dollar, but here today we're going to be focusing on the issue of the recession, or the likely recession, or the current recession, however you'd like to see that. And I want to emphasize, even before we look at some of the numbers, that what we're talking about here is completely reasonable framing of the situation. And I don't think anything that we're going to be talking about here is outside of, you know, we're not making wild predictions here. And to reinforce that, I just want to call to mind a particular example, which is what happened to Mexico in 2001. So the United States in 2001 experienced a mild recession by historical standards, and it was short-lived. Started in March 2001, and the official recession was over in November 2001. And what was interesting there was that after multiple years of rapid growth of exports from Mexico to the United States through the end of the 1990s, for the first time in 2001, exports from Mexico to the U.S. actually started to fall, and they fell sharply in that year. And we also know what happened was that in that year, Mexico experienced 0% growth in GDP. So it was quite a big economic shock to Mexico at that point. And if you think about what we're going to be doing now, we're going to be looking at an exercise where we have a recession now, which is likely to be more severe than the recession we had in 2001. And we're also looking at a circumstance where we have more countries that are more interdependent, more dependent on the U.S. market now than was in the past. So the effects that we're likely to see are very reasonably likely to be bigger than what we had back then. So, I mean, that's kind of the overview, and I just want to walk you through some of the tables and give you an idea of kind of where we're coming from and what we're talking about here. In general, if you look first at Table 1, you can see the kind of the issue at hand, the key question, which is we have in that table, in the first column, we have the GDP of each of the economies. In the second column, we have exports from each of the countries to the United States, and they're shown as a share of the national GDP. And the final column shows the total exports from the country as a share of GDP. So here we want to emphasize a couple of things. The countries that are most going to be affected by a recession in the U.S. are the countries in the second column have the biggest amounts of exports to the United States as a share of their GDP. And you can see them pretty easily. For example, if you look at Mexico, you have about 21.4% of Mexico's exports in 2007 as a share of GDP went to the United States. If you look at Canada, another big exporter to the United States, 23.3%. If you look at two countries that we're going to be talking about a fair amount in the report, Honduras and Nicaragua in Central America, you see even bigger shares, 25.7% in the case of Nicaragua, 37% in the case of Honduras. So these countries have a very high share of their GDP exposed essentially to exports in the United States. One of the points that we also emphasize, and that's why we have the third column here, is that that countries that have a large share of their exports that go to the U.S. Are also going to be disproportionately vulnerable. They haven't diversified their export base, so they're very dependent on what happens in the U.S. And you can see some countries there, just to give you an example. Mexico
has a very high share of its total exports that go to the United States. If you look, 27.8% of the country's economy are exports, and of that, 21.4 percentage points of the total. So, over three-fourths is going to the United States. So that gives you an idea of the countries that are most vulnerable. And then we also look at some of the countries. We look at every country, but we're going to focus on some of the countries that are least vulnerable. And they tend to be the countries that are in South America, that have big economies, that are diversified in their export base, and less entwined with the United States. And two examples that we can pop out to make that point. Argentina only has 1.6% of its exports as a share of GDP are going to the United States. And Brazil, you have 1.9%. So those economies are in a very different situation than the countries that I mentioned before, Mexico, Canada, Central America and Caribbean, represented by Honduras and Nicaragua here. Now, so that's kind of the lay of the land. One thing about these figures is that these figures include oil and gas exports. In the rest of the analysis, we're going to exclude oil and gas exports. It's a pretty standard thing in economic analysis because for a lot of different reasons. It's not just the volume of oil that matters. Obviously, what matters hugely is the price, and it's very difficult to make predictions about what's going to happen to the price of oil. It could go up because OPEC makes a particular set of decisions, or the Chinese have big demands for oil, or the price could go down because the world recession drives down the price. We're going to extract, sort of ignore that, put that to one side. We can come back and talk about that later. But the rest of the tables actually are list data that just has to do with non-oil exports. So now what we do in the next two tables is we make a decision about we look at two different possible adjustment scenarios. One of the scenarios that we look at is a kind of mild adjustment where we assume that we only go from 5.2% trade deficit to a 3% trade deficit by 2010. So that's not much in the way of adjustment. And we assume that half of that comes from increasing exports and the other half comes from decreasing imports. And that's what's going to be driving the results here. So, and then in the second scenario, we assume a much bigger adjustment, that by 2010 we get down to only 1% trade deficit as a share of GDP. And again, we assume half comes from exports and half comes from imports. And if you look at Table 2 and Table 3, well, look at Table 2 first, you can see the impact from a short, from a small adjustment. And there, I just call your attention to see what's happening, for example, in Mexico. If we have a small adjustment between now and 2010, we only go from 5.2 to 3% deficit as a share of GDP. Exports from Mexico would fall about 10% relative to what they were in 2007, and that translates to a 2.9% decline in their GDP in the economy. Now, other things are going to be happening. The economy might be growing faster, might be growing slower from other sources, but what this shows is the impact of GDP on GDP in Mexico of the decline in U.S. exports. If you look at the rest of some of these numbers here, you get a similar feel. Canada, there's a 9.5% decline in exports and a 2.8% effect on GDP, a big decline. And the impacts on Central America here, in the case of Nicaragua and Honduras, you see 10 or 11% declines in exports, which, because exports are even a more important share of their economies, translate to a 4.1% decline in GDP in Nicaragua and a 5.9% decline in Honduras. Now, the next table just does the same analysis but assumes a more serious adjustment, a bigger adjustment, down to just 1%. And here you can see the effects are as they were before, but just a lot bigger. In the case of Mexico, the decline in exports is about 15%, with an impact on GDP that's a little bit bigger than 4%, which is very, very large. The point we make in the paper is that in all of Latin America for the last 30 years or so, GDP growth per year averages about 2.5%. So here we're talking about impacts that are the equivalent of like a whole year or even more, in some cases almost 2 years worth of growth. on these economies, just from the slowdown in the U.S. economy. That's basically the story as we like to tell it, and we can, again, make a contrast if you look at the situation in Mexico, where you have this 15% decline in exports and a 4% decline in GDP. If you compare that with the first line there of Argentina, where you have a much smaller share of exports, 1.1%, the impact on Argentina's GDP is pretty small, 0.2%. So it's basically our conclusion is, countries that have worked, to increase exports to the U.S. At the expense of increasing exports elsewhere, or at the expense of increasing their domestic demand, are going to be particularly vulnerable to the downturn in the U.S. economy, and that in some cases the downturn could have very serious effects on the economies there.